Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. I've got a treat for you today. We've got some young ladies from the Balfour Baptist Church. Their daddy pastors there, and their name is Ely and Kinley. And we appreciate them, and they're going to join us on the broadcast today. And they're singing God's Little People, and hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. Man, what a blessing. I appreciate that good number, and we thank God for the Lund family, and we appreciate them. We are going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on Psalms chapter number 1, and this will be part 2 of the message.
The Bible said in Psalms chapter number 1, verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." God says the happy or the blessed man is marked by things that he does not do. So what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, he's marked by the things he does not do. He's marked by the places he does not go, the movies he does not see. He's marked by the people he does not entertain. He stays away from worldly activity. I'm talking about ungodly things, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people, man, listen there. That's one thing, amen, for you to be working around someone, but it's another thing for you to engage in their worldly lifestyle, amen. I don't think we should be a part of that. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Primarily, he does not listen to the ungodly man. I like what John Phillips said right here. He gave a great illustration. He said that this Christian was involved in a motor vehicle accident, which was clearly his fault. He said that, you know, he had done considerable amount of damage to the other person's vehicle, that or the person actually had been hurt in the accident. And the police officer that came and arrived on the scene, he writes out a citation, gives a summons to appear in court, gives the man the ticket, and the man consults a lawyer who is very attentive to all of the clerical things. I mean, all of the things that the man had written down, and he begins to find a loophole. He goes into the court, and the lawyer cross-examines the officer. Where did this accident happen, officer? He said, at the corner of 23rd and Bay. You made out this citation, he said? Yes, sir, I did. What time was this citation, officer? And what date was it on? He said, it was on April the 24th at 5:30 p.m. The lawyer turns to the judge and says, Your Honor, according to this officer, this police officer, my client is supposed to have been involved in a motor vehicle accident on April the 24th at 5 p.m., but my client was not even in the city on April the 24th. In fact, he was not even in the country on April the 24th. The judge says, case dismissed. The man gets off on a technicality. But this man's guilty. This man was driving the car. This man hit someone. This man has caused injury and pain. And the officer has written a citation to this individual. The officer knows he's guilty. The injured knows he's guilty. However, under the counsel of the ungodly, he's able to get off on a technicality free and clear. Now, some of you might think right now, well, that's all right. That wasn't his fault. It's counsel from the ungodly. It's counsel that I can get you off on this. If you'll pay this amount, I'll get you off scot-free. I'm going to tell you something. God still knows, amen. God's still keeping a record of count. You're still going to stand before the ultimate judge one of these days, even though you try to get off. Listen, you cannot escape the judgment of God, friend. Now, friend, I want you to know this. You got to go home and live with that kind of thing. You got to sit back, man, and if you can sleep at nighttime and not worry about something like that right there, there's something wrong with you spiritually, friend. You need to get right with Jesus. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm trying to tell you, listen, God didn't save a bunch of cheaters and liars. God saved us to be honest and to reverence God Almighty. Listen, that's our problem. We're turning into the world. We're doing it the world's ways. We're accepting the counsel of the ungodly, and God's not pleased with it. They lie, they cheat. That ungodly life system, they sit back and say, we've got it now. We've figured it out. We got our way out of this thing. That's ungodly, friend. The Word of God said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Not only is the man blessed, the blessed man, a person who does not listen to the ungodly, but he also doesn't linger with the sinful man. Now, I don't think about this for just a minute. We got to be careful here, don't we? All right, now listen. Look at verse 1 again. And blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. There's nothing wrong with being friends with a lost man. Listen, there's nothing wrong with being friends with a lost man. Jesus was said to be a friend of publicans and sinners. There's nothing wrong with being friends with a lost man. But it's when, listen to Jesus, while he was being friends to publicans and sinners, I want you to notice the relationship to which he had with publicans and sinners. Jesus, while being a friend to publicans and sinners, didn't become involved in what the publican and the sinners were doing. No, his view was always to bring them to a higher level of holiness, to bring them closer to Almighty God. That was the whole idea of him man eating and fellowshipping with sinners is for him to show them who God is in the flesh. That was the idea. Now, if you're engaging with everything that your friends are doing and they're ungodly friends, I'm going to tell you something. You're not showing them Jesus and you're not bringing them to another level of holiness. You're not showing Christ in you. We got to be careful because we'll end up finding ourselves in the same shape that they're in. This verse directs us not to stand in the way of sinners. The ungodly man has his counsel. The sinner has his way. Number three, the scornful has his seat. Now, I want you to notice the progression here. The progression in wickedness. There's three things, that progression in wickedness. Number one, the ungodly counsel. When you begin to start believing everything you hear, you'll find yourself doing things you shouldn't be doing. Number two, if you find yourself in sinful ways. If you find yourself in those sinful ways with those friends and the publicans, if you find yourself engaged in those things, those are what we call sinful ways. That's a progression. Not just hearing it no more, but now you're engaging in it. Number three, the scornful seat. Then you begin to question all that you've learned. Well, the preacher's probably not right. My Sunday school preacher probably didn't know what they was talking about. Well, I'm pretty sure that the Bible doesn't mean what it says. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to stand before God on this word one day. And I'm going to give an account. You're going to give an account. I see here the progression to that person who is walking away from the Lord. Look here. They begin walking, then standing, and then sitting. Isn't that amazing? How that progression begins to decline. They begin walking, standing, and then sitting. And then they're found, look here, maybe you're at a place in your life where you was walking with God. You was doing some great things, but you took some wrong counsel. You began to question a little bit. Well, I don't have to go to church every time the doors are open. I've heard somebody say that, and I thought, how can you get past what the Bible says? You know what, I questioned someone a while back about that situation, and this is what their response to me was. Well, that's not really what the Bible said. The Bible said, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, even so more as you see the day approaching. Look, I'm going to say something to you tonight. Look here, maybe you're in a place. Look here, maybe you're in a place where you was walking, but I've never seen them ever grow outside of church. Show me one that has progressed outside of a local church and ever been anything. No, I'm going to tell you something. When you do it God's way, look here. The world's throwing on us tonight because we're assembled together. The world's throwing against us tonight because we've come and we've met to worship. But I'm going to tell you something. What we're doing tonight's right under God and under this book. I'm going to stand on the truth of the Word of God all the way. Amen. Look, God's right and we're wrong all the time. Man, I tell you, look here. You go see this, okay, when you start thinking that way, friend, what you'll find is you'll find unfaithfulness. Y'all with me tonight? You'll find yourself unfaithful, and then they get depressed, and then they begin to stay there, and then they get to water. Look here, it brings them to the seat of the scornful every single time.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.